And switching genres from documentary to comedy, this month, the men's magazine Maxim has a list of its 50 funniest moments in movie history in a special supplement called Maxim Goes to the Movies. I spoke with executive editor Charles Cox. Charles, what are your criteria for the top 50 funniest moments in movies?
Well, it took quite a bit of debate, and we did some online polling, but basically we wanted to look for movies that made us laugh out loud, whether because of their physical comedy or their funny lines, but we were definitely avoiding scenes that you would merely think of as witty or clever. It had to be something that made you lose physical control and just guffaw while watching it.
Like this one, which is actually near the bottom of your list, but quite funny. It's a jive-talking scene from the movie Airplane.
You have Barbara Billingsley speaking jive to two guys on the plane. "Excuse me, miss, I speak jive," she says to the stewardess. It's just an absolutely fantastic and outlandish scene.
"Can I get you something?"
"It's your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up, tighten me."
"I'm sorry, I don't understand."
"Cuddy say can't hang."
"Oh, stewardess, I speak jive."
"Oh, good."
"He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him."
"All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine."
"Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on a rebound on the med side."
Airplane, Blazing Saddles, Kentucky Fried Movie. These are all films on your list that were not afraid to use race jokes.
It's the kind of thing you can't get away with nowadays, but we can definitely look at them and laugh at them and appreciate them in the context of their time.
You've got a whole category here of scenes that involve a lot of drugs and alcohol. You've picked a stoner scene from Cheech and Chong and also Caddyshack. And coming in at number 9, this from Will Ferrell in Old School.
"That's the most powerful trank gun on the market."
"Huh.
Got her in Mexico."
"Cool."
"Yeah, it is cool. They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino from a..."
"Ow! You just took one in the jugular, man. You should pull that out."
"Wait. Pull what out?"
Right, this is a much more recent submission with Old School. Will Ferrell accidentally shooting himself in the neck with a tranquilizer dart meant for a pony. And just the interaction between him and Sean William Scott, who most people know as Stifler from the American Pie movies, where he's talking to him, he keeps saying, "Oh, you're crazy, man, you're crazy," as he gradually gives in more and more to the tranquilizer and then eventually destroys a child's birthday party, throwing children aside before he plunges into a swimming pool.
Every one of these lists needs a top choice, and yours is Monty Python.
We eventually settled on The Meaning of Life, the Mr. Creosote scene with Terry Jones as the fattest man on earth and walking into a restaurant.
And John Cleese is a waiter serving him.
"And finally, monsieur, a wafer thin mint."
"Bah.
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one."
"Now fuck off, I'm full."
"Oh, sir."
Yeah, the great thing about this scene is they took it to such an extreme. It's the kind of scene that many other people have tried to do in movies, but Monty Python has just taken it beyond. I mean, from having Terry Jones vomiting continuously throughout the scene, and then a cleaning lady comes in, also played by Jones, and she gets vomited on, and, you know, other people in the restaurant start vomiting, and then eventually, of course, with John Cleese, after Terry Jones has eaten everything on the menu, offers him a wafer-thin mint for dessert, which he finally agrees to, and, of course, promptly explodes all of his contents all over the entire restaurant.
Charles Cox, executive editor of the men's magazine Maxim and collator of the 50 funniest moments in movies. Charles Cox, thank you.
Thanks for having me.